Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, pandemi virus corona telah menyebabkan pasar ekspor Australia terhambat. Namun sekarang petani dan nelayan akan dapat mulai mengirimkan barang-barang mereka ke luar negeri lagi. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Brooke Fryer. Dalam upaya membantu petani dan nelayan tetap bertahan dalam bisnis mereka selama pandemi virus corona ini, pemerintah federal telah mengumumkan investasi senilai $110 juta. Paket dukungan untuk eksportir Australia akan memungkinkan ratusan ton produk diangkut melalui angkutan udara darurat ke China, Jepang, Hong Kong, Singapura, dan Uni Emirat Arab. Menteri Perdagangan Simon Birmingham mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa langkah itu sangat penting.
It's crucial for the long term that our farmers, our fishers are able to continue to get their product into market. Because if they don't, then there is the risk that they will be replaced by others. We're seeing now a growth in demand in marketplaces such as China, and we want to make sure that where we can keep the Australian economy going, we firmly do.
Dana bantuan tersebut yang juga dapat membantu maskapai yang berada dalam kesulitan mencakup 200 penerbangan, masing-masing berbobot sebesar 40 ton. Menteri Pertanian David Littleproud mengatakan sektor pertanian akan membantu memulihkan ekonomi Australia begitu pandemi virus corona ini berakhir.
People shouldn't panic about the fact that Australian produce is going around the world. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for our economy. It's a good thing for our farmers. And God forbid, if we get some rain, they're going to make a fair bit of money and get our nation up and going again as soon as this COVID crisis has been able to be curtailed.
Birmingham mengatakan penerbangan kembali yang kosong akan menawarkan kesempatan untuk mengimportir beberapa peralatan medis yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Where we possibly can, the backhaul on these flights will absolutely be medical supplies, pharmaceuticals, the types of goods that Australia needs at present.
Nelayan juga akan melihat pemungutan senilai $10 juta dihapuskan untuk sisa tahun ini. Joe De Bolin, Direktur Pelaksana JD Seafood Export Contractors, mengatakan selama 21 tahun setiap minggu bisnisnya telah mengekspor makanan laut ke Hong Kong. Namun itu sekarang mendapat pukulan akibat virus corona.
I'm down to one customer. I had an export go out yesterday, which might be my last export for a while. I've been in operation for 21 years now.
De Bolin mengharapkan pengumuman itu akan menyebabkan bisnisnya dapat terus mengekspor meskipun masih dalam jumlah berkurang karena masih terbatasnya penerbangan yang sedang berlangsung.
The government subsidy that come out for freight is the government listening to industry. We're in the situation right now. We don't know where we're going. As I said, I'm a business owner. We've got no income coming in. I've put my casual staff off. You know, we normally have staff coming in and packing as we require them. So, mate, with the announcement, it just gives us something to plan towards.
Jika Anda ingin mendapatkan informasi terbaru tentang virus corona dalam bahasa Anda, silakan menyimak situs web sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.